I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Two women faced trial in Iran last weekend for converting to Christianity from Islam. They argued that being born to a Muslim family didn't make them Muslims, therefore they were not apostates, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton. If convicted of apostasy, the women face severe penalties, possibly even the death sentence.
Typically, that is not given to women, but it at least is one of the possibilities for an apostate. So what is probably more likely than the death penalty is perhaps a long imprisonment.
Next, a leader provides direction and guidance. Sat7 USA shares the vision in the U.S. for the Christian Satellite Television Ministry for the Middle East and North Africa. Add them together and you have Dr. Rex M. Rogers emerging as president of Sat7 USA. His job? Bridging gaps.
I don't think American Christians really yet understand how to do ministry in Muslim-based countries and cultures. I think Sat7 is doing it very well, and we'd like to get the word out on how that's being done and how they can support it, because the Christian church is alive and well in the Middle East and in even some of the more oppressive countries and regimes.
Rogers says this is the perfect time to bring the ministry of Sat7 to a new awareness in the United States. And finally, since 1991, Brad and Carla Thiessen have been ministering to the Roma minority population in Slovakia. Their ministry includes a nonprofit organization for teaching various life skills called Life Art, such as carpentry and sewing. Since 2004, the couple's partnered with Operation Mobilization to expand the courses they offer and gain accreditation. Pray for the Thiessens as they struggle to fund their ministries and share God's love with the Roma. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go to OneNewsNow.com to find not only Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. I'm Greg Yoder.